This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Fed chair speaks about the impacts of COVID-19 on the U.S. economy.
The extent of the downturn and the pace of recovery remain extraordinarily uncertain and will depend in large part on our success in containing the virus.
Chairman Jerome Powell saying a full recovery won't be likely to happen until people are confident in returning to most normal activities.
The full recovery is unlikely to occur until people are confident that it is safe to re-engage in a broad range of activities.
It looks like the Republican National Convention will be much different than planned in Charlotte, North Carolina. Reports are the Republican National Committee has voted to keep the convention's business portion in the Queen City, but the president's nomination speech is most likely to move elsewhere. Rumors are swirling it's likely to move to Jacksonville, Florida, as an alternative site. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The White House is playing down concerns about coronavirus spikes in over a dozen states since Memorial Day. During a briefing yesterday, Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said there are no plans to call for a slowing of state reopenings. U.S. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is blocking a resolution against defunding police departments. The Republican resolution calls for justice for George Floyd, but also puts the Senate on record as being against defunding police departments. Schumer says the resolution is just rhetoric and that Americans want to, quote, see real action in response to George Floyd's death. Another police reality show is being pulled off the air. A&E has canceled Live PD a day after Cops got pulled. The network says there's no path forward for the hit shows the way it is now amid all the protests about police brutality. And this is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There may be a break in a missing persons case involving a well-known apocalyptic author. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Prosecutors and family members identified human remains found at an Idaho home where a man was arrested on Tuesday as two children who've been missing since September. The remains of Tylee Ryan, 17, and Joshua J.J. Vallow, 7, were identified after investigators with warrants searched the Rexburg, Idaho property of their stepfather, apocalyptic doomsday author Chad Daybell. Daybell was charged and is being held on $1 million bail with two counts of felony destruction and concealment of evidence. Daybell's wife, the children's mother, Lori Vallow, has been held on a $1 million bail since her arrest in March. She was charged with child abandonment and obstruction of justice.
The internet is buzzing about photos of a massive beehive in Tennessee. Crews had to remove around 40,000 bees from the hive in the historic home, and the hive is believed to have been there for over 50 years. Crews used a heat map to spot the bees, and at first thought that they'd be removing only 8 feet of comb, but it turns out it was a 30-foot comb. All of the bees, including the queen, were safely taken to a local farm. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, see what's that sound, everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Horace Cooper joins us now, the former constitutional law professor and recognized legal commentator. Horace, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, it's great. I'm doing a countdown. My book is going to be out 4th of July week.
Outstanding. Can't wait to get my hands on it, and we'll have lots more to talk about, what you have to share with us. And, of course, like right now, boy, this country of ours is, I mean, we're canceling cop shows. Confederate flags will no longer be on display at NASCAR. The NFL is kneeling. Boy, I'll tell you, the woke demands have become unhinged. And what I have cautioned from day one is that we need to be careful in the height of all this emotion, what kind of policy we come up with. Because history has pointed time and again, whenever we do it, along with it come a lot of unintended consequences.
Well, that's definitely true. In fact, one of the biggest concerns that I have is I've been watching this all unfold. Societies throughout recorded history have yielded to the temptation that there are supposedly superior groups in that society and inferior groups according to that society. And the groups are often determined not by things that we've done, but by who we are as human beings. America was founded on an entirely different principle, and that is that every citizen would be equal before the law. Now, what we've done over 200 years is to expand and broaden the concept of citizenship so that it reaches all across to who Americans are. What we're watching is a retrenchment, and it is an effort that is very similar to the kinds of trouble that you saw wreak havoc in India, that you saw in Pakistan, that you saw in the former Soviet Union, that you saw in China, that you still see today even, and much of the African subcontinent. And that is, certain groups see themselves as superior, and other groups are expected to fall prostrate before them and acknowledge their greatness. We don't have kings here. We don't have a royal lineage. We have citizens, and everyone is equal before the law. And it is an evil that this temptation that exists, that we have fought against, it is an evil that is thriving, prospering, and if people don't stand up to it, it could overtake us the same way that it's overtaken so many other places on the planet.
Horace, is victimhood a big wedge in this whole ideal? I mean, yes, all citizens are to be equal before the law, and that has been the goal from day one. Have we been successful 100%? Certainly we haven't. I mean, this is why we have real courts that can go through due process, not the court of public opinion. But the court of public opinion is taking just a very serious position here that is, I believe, tainting the process. But you can't do it at the height of emotions where we are right now, because there's certain things that you cannot talk about. I mean,
absolutely.
I got to tell you, in the background, I'm hearing people going, we have a 5-hour funeral for George Floyd. Now, you got to be careful how you ask that question and frame that. And what is that? What does that mean? I mean, it was as if this guy was greater than a head of state, as opposed to any part of his background, what led him to this area. I mean, certainly we know, and what we saw is just, it is heartbreaking for the majority of Americans, which I would probably say is about 90% of America, what they saw happen. Like the same thing that we saw happen with Eric Garner. There was no question, about that kind of abuse. But I guess maybe there's, like, our temptation is to think that some abuses are more extreme than others, and so even though it may represent in totality a very small percentage in the conversation and in policy, suddenly, 2% of a problem becomes 98% of the problem. Is that fair?
Twice? Yeah, it's more than fair. Twice as many people were shot and killed a couple weeks ago in Chicago than the entire year of 2019 by law enforcement. Every life is valuable. Every life is important.
But it's not the horse. It's not. Every life is not valuable. This is what bothers me about Black Lives Matter. They're out there, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter. Well, look, you got 40% of your babies being exterminated by way of abortion. You tell me Black Lives Matter when you go and you step in front of those abortion mills and you stop your black babies from being aborted, then I might believe that there's some, ethos in your statement that Black Lives Matter.
To BLM, I'm saying is that we are offended when we see the Eric Garner incident, because every life is valuable. But we also need to be offended when there are other injustices, and we put them all on the same moral plane. Mm-hmm. Here's the real truth. This case, the case there, is actually likely going to go to trial. And when it goes to trial, information that we haven't been told, haven't been shared with us, is going to come out that will contextualize in a way differently what our perceptions are. My point in saying that lives are valuable is that they are. When I have a child and I sit down and talk with them, what I tell them is, here are the strategies that you ought to adopt so that things will go well for you, so that you will prosper, so that you will succeed. God gave us the Ten Commandments for that very same reason. Not because he was bigger than us and could make us. He actually wanted us to do well. We shouldn't glorify violating the Ten Commandments and then say what an injustice it is when there are consequences that flow from those violations.
Exactly.
I think a lot of Americans are going to be truly surprised, the same way they were after Trayvon Martin, the same way they were after Michael Brown, even the same way they were with Eric Garner, and that is, you can juxtapose your outrage over the loss of life, but contextualize it with a circumstance that every American who loves their child would say to their child, don't do this, don't do this, let's let you strive for success rather than a rendezvous with danger. And that lesson isn't getting discussed because we're far more willing to pick one racial group over another racial group, and that is what I call the evil. Yes. Every life is important, but every good parent, just like our Father in heaven, loves our children and tells them, here are good things for you to do, here are bad things you should avoid.
Mm-hmm. Do you think, I sense we're coming to this this pinnacle that's so critical right now, Horace. where we could end up with some ultimate good after all this is said and done. I mean, and part of it is, yes, the passions have to be exercised. But the other part is, as you said, and being a legal analyst, you know, and I'm right with you, I embrace due process, and this is what concerns me about what's going on in our country today. We've got more from Horace Cooper after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever, so call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875. with a 2.89% APR. Incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back to the Return of Reason right here with Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Horace Cooper, former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, continues with us. Horace, still much to talk about. It's like whenever you and I are together, it's like we need to block out the entire day. But we've got to make the most of the next 10 minutes. And very quickly right now, the question that I'm hearing repeatedly is, who is Black Lives Matter?
A radical group, And they're not interested in race relations in America. They are interested in promoting hardcore Marxism. Their platform has little to nothing to do about improving the lives of the people that, quote, they claim to represent. They're anti-law enforcement. They're anti-private property. They're anti-free enterprise. They actively argue that the existence of people having private property is the proof of the evil that America is. And when they present those arguments, and they very rarely do, but when they present those arguments, most reasonable people recoil. The problem is that the mainstream media has done an amazing job of pretending that their vision is the vision of restorative justice for Black America.
Exactly.
Black America, I gotta say this to your audience, Black America is less oppressed today in 2020 than any time in recorded history. There is no other country where Black Americans are better housed, are provided better health care, are provided a better standard of living. There is no other country. This concept that America hasn't cared, hasn't tried, is just a lie. And the thing is, America has cared so much, America has tried so much, that America is even willing to do things that America later has come to regret, like spending $22 trillion on great society programs that have ended up making things worse than they were.
Exactly.
If you have a child that you care about who is struggling and having setbacks and difficulties, you can buy him a brand new sports car. You can get him a great condo. You can say, I know you're only 15, but I'm going to let you decide your own curfew and your own rules and life, livelihood. But when all of it comes crashing down, you normally, as a good parent, say, I've made mistakes.
Yes.
I haven't done this right. We need to accept that there's been amazing progress, amazing achievement, that we as people are loving, kind, caring people, and that that loving, kind, caring people have a mechanism for any person to be able to achieve and succeed. There is no such thing as systemic racism. There is such a thing as individuals who act with kindness and individuals who act in evil ways. And that principle is being disregarded while we are having this conversation about Mr. George Floyd.
Right, and part of the problem is you had a former president that entertained BLM some 25 times or so in the White House, and so they've gotten lots of cover, and people do not understand what's going on, and I would dare say that even, you know, Black Americans, everyday Black Americans, who, if they really understood what Black Lives Matter was all about, would they really be, would they want to be represented with them? Because that's what is problematic with all the protests that led to riots and looting, and now that have devastated local communities at a time when we're trying to get the economy going again and get people back to work, Black unemployment all-time low, as you and I had talked about before, and now they've jeopardized that by destroying the very, you know, local community businesses that were providing jobs. I mean, it's been estimated by economists that for every one of those businesses that were lost and burnt down, there were probably 100 jobs implicated in each burning building. I mean, that's heartbreaking, and especially when we want to ignite our economy and get people back to work, and you're going, you guys sabotaged your own success here.
No, I don't think that's an accident, though. I don't think that's an accident. There is a need to have a victim class. And when Black Americans or white Americans or brown Americans find themselves in a distressed situation, it's very easy for demagogues like Al Sharpton or like Benjamin Crump or like Black Lives Matter to come to them and say, I have an explanation for your situation. I can tell you something that anyone who wants to look this up can. If you complete your high school career, graduate, stay away from criminal justice encounters, you are going to find that in your lifetime you've got an 85% probability that you will meet median or higher income in the United States. People that don't do that find themselves going in a much more divergent direction. We need stronger families, we need greater personal responsibility, and we need to encourage people to take advantage of the exceptional opportunities that are here. Burning the buildings down and destroying them is eliminating opportunities, not increasing them.
Horace, is it fair to say that we need, you know, effective community activists at the community level dealing with some of these issues? Because like you just mentioned, Chicago had its, record-breaking day of murders here, the weekend before last. And this is incredible. I mean, it's a combat zone. I mean, every Monday we get the casualty report as to what's coming out of Chicago. And, and so for those families and those individuals that are in those areas, you know, even like, Dr. Ben Carson, whose mother said, look it, I don't want you outside playing with those guys. I mean, you're going to stay in the house. You're going to read books, and here's a woman with third grade education. She knew that she was pretty much stuck in the community that she was in, but she was going to do everything she can to put those two boys in somewhat of a protective cocoon and give them the opportunity that is being expressed today. Thank God for her activism and the protection of her children.
It worked. But the thing about it is, Ben Carson is an amazing accomplishment, but it isn't something that is like super rare. You can just follow a set path, and that set path means even a person, a mother, a single mother with a third grade education can yield a neurosurgeon for a child, a successful, accomplished cabinet secretary. Barack Obama could have done so much more for America, even with all of his bad regulatory and economic policies, if he had simply said, by the way, America, particularly those in the inner city, if you ever fear, you don't have a chance, things aren't going to go your way, look at me. I did it. You can too. And instead, he said, America's unfair. You'll never make it. That was so cruel.
Exactly. Horace Cooper, what do you make of the NFL buckling their knee? I mean, including the commissioner. I mean, Drew Brees, the statement that he made. I heard that statement. I don't know. I'm thinking I need therapy because I didn't hear the offense in what he had to say. Of course, being former military, I've honored the flag. Our family has honored the flag. We respect the flag. And suddenly, the way it's being thrown around and how it's being reduced in significance and what it represents and the thousands, if not millions of people who have died for the red, white, and blue somehow is being denigrated here. And this is bothersome for me.
Black Americans, white Americans, brown Americans, Americans of all stripes have put their lives literally on the line. They've given their blood, sacrificed for this country, and fought under this flag. And I believe there is no cause, no justification, no basis for insulting our national anthem or our flag. And I don't care when the situation is, what the circumstances are, shame on the NFL for bowing to this anti-American idea. We should not be expected to disrespect our flag and our national anthem merely because many of us agree Americans of all stripes should be given the same justice as every other American.
Should there be a movement to remove the flag and the national anthem from these sporting events altogether?
There should be a movement for Americans to do what they were doing last fall and the fall before, which is we will not participate while you're denigrating the American flag.
Right there.
So many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Fed chair speaks about the impacts of COVID-19 on the U.S. economy.
The extent of the downturn and the pace of recovery remain extraordinarily uncertain and will depend in large part on our success in containing the virus.
Chairman Jerome Powell saying a full recovery won't be likely to happen until people are confident in returning to most normal activities.
A full recovery is unlikely to occur until people are confident that it is safe to re-engage in a broad range of activities.
It looks like the Republican National Convention will be much different than planned in Charlotte, North Carolina. Reports are the Republican National Committee has voted to keep the convention's business portion in the Queen City, but the president's nomination speech is most likely to move elsewhere. Rumors are swirling it's likely to move to Jacksonville, Florida as an alternative site. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bob Barr is with us, the former Clinton impeachment manager, former CIA analyst, member of Congress, and U.S. attorney. Bob, how you doing? I guess we're still waiting to connect. We just got him right now. Bob, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. Are you there?
Good morning. I am here and raring to go. Good to be with you.
Okay, always. Lots to talk about. But before we get into the FBI taking a knee before protesters, column you wrote for the Daily Caller, I wanted to get your read on this. This came across, the transom this morning about an ex-judge saying that the push to dismiss the Flynn case is an abuse of power. I thought it was an interesting perspective that came from this former federal judge who was appointed to review the Justice Department's motion to dismiss criminal charges against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Now, this is being reported by AP, that found that the government's request, he says, should be denied because there is clear evidence of a gross abuse of prosecutorial power. I mean, what is he doing? Is he like turning the tables here in a convoluted sort of way? Because I thought that that's what the prosecution had done.
What this outside judge is doing is exactly what the judge handling the case, Emmett Sullivan, is doing, and that is they're operating in a bizarro world where left is right and right is wrong and black is white and so forth. And secondly, they are trying to dismantle the whole notion of separation of powers between the judiciary and, the executive branch. The executive branch of the federal government through the Department of Justice prosecutes violations of federal law. And they, in the Department of Justice, prosecutors, like I used to be as the U.S. Attorney in Atlanta, have prosecutorial discretion whether to try cases or whether not to try cases. That is not the job of the judge. The job of the judge is to handle the legal judicial aspects of a case. For a federal judge or a former federal judge hired by a federal judge to put together an argument that a judge can decide whether or not to prosecute a case is legally absurd. It is a nullity. It is asinine for this judge to be making such a claim. And if this moves forward, I'm very confident, I would certainly hope, but I'm very confident that this judge will be slapped down by the Court of Appeals and, if necessary, the Supreme Court of the United States, because their position is legally utterly untenable.
Well, this is kind of a, you know, kind of symbiotic of what we're doing. I don't mean symbiotic. It's symbolic, I guess, is a better word, of the overall condition of our country, is that we get so fired up and emotional, and that we start making decisions, you know, through an emotional mindset, as opposed to, you know, blind justice and the very vanguard of issues that have protected our judicial process. And it seems that this is where this judge, it's like he's taking this thing personally.
It is. He has exhibited extreme bias toward the Trump administration, towards President Trump himself, and toward the defendant, that is, General Flynn. This judge should have recused himself, should recuse himself, and let a judge without those biases proceed forward. But whether his position is based on bias or some misreading of the law and precedents in this country, it is absolutely wrong. It is not the judge's role to try and force the government to prosecute a case that the government does not want to prosecute simply because the judge wants them to prosecute it.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's bring this back into focus in terms of, you know, what we call the Trump derangement syndrome. I mean, the Trump presidency has been such a lightning rod, and you and I have talked about this before. We talk about it with other guests and experts as well, and say that, you know, he is challenging the status quo of the Beltway, and call it the deep state, call it the, you know, the career bureaucrats, whatever it is that you want to define it as, they're not real happy. And they've gotten, you know, all their forces together in their toolbox, including the mainstream media, to fight their case. And they present a representation of the very things that most America has been frustrated, you know, about. And that is the inefficiency of our government. And now we have somebody coming in and asking those questions. And this is why, you know, Trump has been able to garner 63 million votes to become, you know, become president of the United States. But meanwhile, I mean, this has been an enduring battle that will not be satisfied overnight, because it's like, you know, when you wake up one day and go, whoa, man, I've got an extra 40 pounds here. It didn't happen overnight. It happened over time. And here we are. We're in that process of saying, okay, how sincere are we about wanting to become lean and mean?
It is, you're correct. This has been a process that did not happen overnight, whether we're looking at the issues with regard to Antifa and the Black Lives Movement being hijacked by violent elements. This notion, these ideas, this ideology goes back to the 1960s and early 70s with groups like the Weather Underground, which, you know, in many respects, Antifa has sort of sprung out of. This has been going on for decades now. And this notion of the deep state, which the left sort of poo-poos and said, oh, you know, that's not true. We have, you saw, as I did last year, John McLaughlin, the former acting head of the CIA,
exactly,
proudly claiming in a public interview, thank God for the deep state. There is a huge cadre of people in government who believe themselves superior to elected officials, particularly President Trump, who they don't like in large measure because he doesn't like them and he doesn't like the deep state. These people believe themselves superior to elected officials. They believe themselves smarter and superior to the average citizen. And They have been working at controlling the levers of power. They believe that they will outlast any single administration or any single member of Congress or senator. And if President Trump were to lose and we were to lose the Senate this fall, then the deep state would, in fact, take over our government, perhaps permanently. It is an extremely dangerous situation that we're facing.
And the thing that's most unfortunate, Bob Barr, is the mainstream media. I mean, really, some very talented people. I mean, there's a lot of resources in the mainstream media that is going to waste and going to not. I mean, where are the Woodwards? Where are the Bernsteins on this that are doing, just acclaimed journalism on these issues to help people understand, you know, like even like Black Lives Matter. I mean, the question keeps going, who is Black Lives Matter? We know that they visited the White House some 25 times while Barack Obama was there. And we understand that they're a radical group, they've been able to market themselves in such a way and get in front of the parade of disgruntled Black Americans and claim some sort of righteous process. But meanwhile, these very people, along with Antifa, are the very ones that are destroying jobs and buildings and, you know, the devastation that they've done to local communities that Black Americans and Black communities need. I mean, here we are trying to get our economy going again, Bob, and jobs are critical. And here, you know, Black Americans have destroyed businesses in their communities that hired people. And according to the analysts, for every building that was burnt down, you in effect destroy 100 jobs. We'll add up the buildings and how many jobs were destroyed as a result of not just Antifa, but Black Lives Matter, these radicals that have gone in and have destroyed the very communities that supposedly, by title and by cover, they say they're there to protect.
What we're seeing is the culmination of two generations of Americans that have grown up without any notion or interest or knowledge of American history and our institutions. And we also have a new left that does not care about the economy, because if the economy is doing well, that means that the government is less and less in control. And what the left wants to do, and these movements that have been hijacked by the left, they want the government in control. And if the economy is doing well, that means the people are in control and not the government. So
exactly.
That is absolutely the correct take.
More from Bob Barr after this.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
The negative effects of the coronavirus have been felt worldwide, but in countries where life was already challenging, the difficulties are compounded. In Zimbabwe, where the Tide Ministry shares the gospel over the airwaves, our partners report that listeners call in to voice their frustrations, pains, and prayer requests. Coronavirus-related issues are a compounding factor in the lives of the people of Zimbabwe, who are already struggling with hardships due to economic difficulties, rampant inflation, high unemployment, and the prospect of a low harvest because of inadequate rainfall. Fears differ from country to country, but the search for hope is universal, and Christ is the only solid foundation of hope.
For more information about how the Tide International Radio Ministry is pointing people to Jesus as the source of true hope in Zimbabwe and other countries, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Okay, that question is being asked again. I mean, really, when it comes down to what America is all about, it's about freedom. This is about liberty. And it is liberty for all. And what we have to be careful of in analyzing liberty for all is that once you start manufacturing or prejudicing a angle or a part of liberty, it affects everybody's liberty. And this is why, in the midst of all these heightened emotions where we find ourselves today, we need to be careful. We need to allow for due process. We need to be able to reason together calmly and get on the other side of this. As I was saying to Bob Barr before we went to break, or maybe I was just trying to channel to him, is that Black Lives Matter and what's been happening in the streets is by no way anywhere close to Martin Luther King's peaceful protest. I think when you run those, you know, comparisons of what Martin Luther King did in the 60s, the end game was policy change, not destruction of property like what's being exampled today. And I would think that Alveda King and other relatives of Martin Luther King would be aghast to somehow try to align these two protests as being somewhat similar. Bob Barr, what do you think?
You're absolutely correct, Bill. The deep systemic institutional policy changes that were affected by Martin Luther King and his associates and political leaders in America that came to his viewpoint. I mean, here in the city of Atlanta, where I've lived for decades, Atlanta became the great city of the New South because the city embraced Martin Luther King's message of nonviolence and true equality in business, in government, in education, and in society. And that's why, for example, Atlanta moved far ahead of other cities in the Deep South back in the 60s and 70s and 80s. And for black leaders nowadays and black journalists nowadays to cast aside the historically positive and demonstrably positive changes that have been made in our country since that time and say, oh, we have to remove the Washington Monument because Washington's only legacy to America was slavery, shows an absolute abject ignorance of American history, of human nature, of our institutions. And these are not so-called uneducated people making these absurd claims. They simply either don't understand American history or they choose to ignore it, which is even worse, which is probably more the case.
Exactly. Well, and look at the net effect of what's happening. I mean, how different are we than, you know, the communists who have taken, you know, books and burnt them and wanted to control people's history by eliminating them? And within a generation, you know, what do the people know? Which has been said, that if I can control your past, I can control your present and your future. And so here we are, you know, gone with the wind. Now is going to be gone. And what Confederate flags on NASCAR, you know, automobiles is now gone. I mean, you know, some of these things that are part of our history that, you know, has brought us to the place that we are. And I'm afraid that as we strip ourselves of that lineage, that it is at a loss, not a gain.
It started years ago. Again, as you were mentioning a little bit earlier, Bill, this movement, what we're seeing in the streets of America today, did not happen overnight. It's been going on for decades. I remember years ago the move to remove Huckleberry Finn and Tom Sawyer from libraries at schools. Why? Well, because they depicted a time when the racial inequality in America was far different, or the racial situation in America was far different from what it is now. So now we are talking about, some of these leaders out there now are talking literally about burning books, removing books that have a part of history that was accurately depicted but that they don't like, and tearing down monuments like the Washington Monument. You know, they don't stop to think, apparently, that were it not for Washington and our other founding fathers, despite their faults, they put in place a system of government that allowed for freedom and independence to flourish, that gave these people over the decades the freedom that they have to express even their idiotic views.
Exactly. Well, it's becoming a sadder and sadder day here in America when we allow portions of our rich history to be redefined, and, you know, by such a small group of people, Bob Barr. I mean, this is not 90% of the people insisting on it. I mean, we find ourselves in a comparative with pre-World War One and World War Two Germany, where it was a small percentage of people where the tail was shaking the dog, and look what happened in Germany after World War Two.
Well, I would disagree a little bit with that. My fear is that this is a fairly large, not nearly a majority, but a large segment of our population. You look at the riots that took place over the last couple of weeks. It wasn't just blacks in those. There were a lot of white people, apparently students, young American, young students. So I think that there is really a significant percentage of the population that either agrees with these views of destroying our culture, or choose to ignore it. I mean, when I look at the fact that the Republicans in the Congress, with few exceptions, and in the Senate, simply standing by and allowing this, you know, these ideas to take hold without really pushing back, tells me that there are, this movement to destroy our culture is being facilitated partially by Republicans who are afraid to stand up to it.
Exactly. No, the spirit of acquiescence is run rampant. And I might agree and temper my number in terms of 10%. Sadly, we've seen what's happened and what's been coming out of our institutions of higher learning, where these kids have been dumbed down, and this movement of socialism has, you know, has been given rise. There's no doubt about it. And all this is having a sum total effect. Also, the effect that, you know, at this point, you know, with the column that you wrote, the FBI taking, I mean, now the FBI taking a knee before protesters. What is this about?
This is something that, to be honest, Bill, I never would have dreamed I would have seen. I worked very closely with the FBI when I was the U.S. Attorney in Atlanta under Presidents Reagan and Bush 1. I worked with them sometimes against them when I was in the Congress when they did wrong, such as in the Waco tragedy back in the early 90s. The FBI knows institutionally what these groups are and what they have done and what they will do. They know the Weather Underground, the roots of violence in that group. They know what Antifa does. When the President of the United States and the Attorney General, who has authority over the FBI, state publicly Antifa and other extremist elements are taking over and are involved in these riots, one has to presume that FBI agents got that memo, that they know that, and it is consistent with everything that they've known about these groups going back decades. And yet, we saw last week, I think it was, FBI agents kneeling before these demonstrators, protesters, rioters. Now, I don't know at this point whether those FBI agents were told to do this, whether they were simply scared, or whether they agreed with what the protesters were saying and felt that this was the way to do that. But every one of those premises is wrong. The FBI is trained, or used to be trained, that you do not allow your personal views to interfere with your execution of your mission to uphold the Constitution and laws of the United States. Plus the fact, kneeling before your adversaries does one thing and one thing only, and that tells your adversary that they are in control, that you are weak, and it encourages them to do more of what they're doing.
Well, lawlessness has had run amok in our country, and the question from reasonable people kept coming up, Bob, going, where's the courage? Where is the courage and conviction to stand by the rule of law?
It has to be there. It has to start at the top, which with this president it has. It has to be echoed by the Attorney General, which it has. But when you get down to, the level below that, the FBI, apparently, they don't understand that any longer. Mm-hmm. I'm concerned even that the Department of Defense, the Secretary of Defense, doesn't understand the need to project strength, which was at the heart of Reagan's foreign policy, peace and strength.
Mm-hmm.
You have the officials at the Pentagon basically saying, the most important thing we should do right now is to reconsider or open a discussion on changing the names of military bases to remove the names of generals that might have been involved with the Confederacy 150 years ago. I think President Trump should call him in and say, look, either you get with the mission, which is to defeat and deal with our adversaries like China, and quit worrying about nonsensical, irrelevant stuff like the names of military bases, or you're going to be fired.
Mm-hmm.
And for the top Pentagon brass to say, oh, gee, we have to consider changing the name of our bases, while Red China is challenging us everywhere in the world, and while Russia is building up its military, is absolutely disgraceful.
Well, and as you say, Bob, the ripple effect has been astounding. I mean, down to, local mayors and the way they've waffled, and some have told the police, literally, stand down, let the rioters destroy the property. And now here they are begging corporate America to come back and reinvest in their communities. And we know how that works, right?
Weakness only begets more violence from the other side.
You got it. Bob Barr right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Bob.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.